Hello everyone, how are we doing? So apologies for not doing a podcast for a while. I'm not sure if it's been 3 weeks or so. I'll be honest, it's very difficult to think of topics to speak about on a podcast. You know, I do a lot of stuff on YouTube and I do cover a hell of a lot on that, and obviously within community videos, and sometimes I feel like I just waffle in the same thing over and over again. But I've had a lot of messages saying please do another one, you're enjoying them, so I'm here, I'm sitting on my sofa. I've just recorded a YouTube video ready to drop for you guys, so I thought, you know what, the microphone's out, let's plug it in, let's hop on, let's roll with it, one take, spray some bars, and see what happens. So firstly, just want to say appreciate all of you that tune in, appreciate all of your messages, all of your support. It does not go unnoticed. I know I don't get back to everybody and I apologize, but there are sometimes there's so many messages, my phone can be quite chaos, and I'm trying to time block a little bit more and make sure I am spending more time with the family and with the missus, with the kids. You know, essentially the reason I did everything I do is for them and is for the freedom and time. As the last few months have gone on, I've realized that, you know, time really is our only currency, and it's the only thing that you're essentially trading. Whatever it is that you're doing in your day, you will never get that time back. So it's crucial that you're spending it wisely. And it's also important that if you have family, if you have a partner, if you have children, if you have a dog, if you just have a very good friend, it's important that you are spending time with them, you are keeping in touch with them, especially this time of year. There's a lot of people potentially on their own. There's a lot of people, you know, I know with obviously COVID stuff going on, there's a lot of people that might be spending Christmas on their own or whatever it is. You know, make sure you're reaching out to those people, make sure you're just checking in. It doesn't take long to drop by and say, hey man, how you doing? You know, and if you're feeling a little bit low or a little bit pants, make sure you reach out to someone and speak. You know, you see a lot of it lately. There's a lot of people that sort of don't speak out. They get embarrassed or they feel they can't, and then, you know, something horrible happens to them, or they make a bad decision, you know, and it just reminds you of how blessed we are and how grateful we are for the things that we have in life. Because I think it's very easy, and I could speak on behalf of everyone, but I'll speak on myself, is most of us take a lot for granted. You know, we wake up and we're like, I need a Lambo, or I need a house with a pool. No, you don't. You just want that because you think that's going to make you happy. And the reality of it is, it ain't. You know, it doesn't make you happy. And it's that classic thing of having highs and then having happiness. And I was watching a podcast this week, and, you know, they talk about it quite a lot, saying that the high is when you earn some money, or you buy yourself something flash, or you, I don't know, you get a new partner, you get a promotion. You know, they're the high. You're like, whoa, you're flowing on like real dopamine levels, and you start to associate that with, oh, this is what happiness is. When in reality, happiness is like sitting on your sofa and just dossing in your boxers or in your underwear or in your dressing gown with your slippers or your Crocs on, watching something on telly, your partner next to you, your kids, and you're just chilling. That is happiness, right? Happiness is the very small things that potentially we don't realise. And it's very easy to get caught up in a materialistic or an object type thing that you kind of associate with happiness. But I've noticed a lot this year that I achieved some big goals. I wrote down at the beginning of the year all these things I wanted to do, and a lot of them weren't even for the year, they were just general goals, and I achieved them. And I'll be honest, man, like when I did it, I was like, yo, buzzing. I was like, you know, I wanted to do a spin on my head, feeling lit. And then after a couple of days, you're straight on to what's next. And I'm like, hang on a minute. I really wanted this. I worked really hard for this. What do you mean what's next? And, you know, it's that classic, but we need more. Now, don't get me wrong. It's good to have that kind of passion and that drive to do more. And I think we should all have those goals of wanting more, doing more. But I think it's very important to understand in the present moment what we've got, what we've achieved, and what we're working towards. And also the happiness of being able to turn on a tap, get some running water, open the fridge and get some food, turn on your phone and you know, be able to communicate with thousands of people around the world, listen to podcasts, listen to information and education and watch movies and laugh our head off at comedians and just generally have a laugh. Like, those things are proper happiness, but the problem is they just seem the normal. So we look for the next thing and we look at how we can get rich. Realistically, everybody's focus is that. Now, I understand money's a huge, huge player in our lives, and let's face it, without it, yeah, it's hard. But think of any low points in your life that you've been in. You got out of them. You figured it out, man. And if you haven't, you will. What you can't do is you can't give up, and you can't start to think that, you know, life hates me, things are so bad, blah, 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 blah. You know, you need to think of the positive perspective and always look at things from another perspective, because there's always a good way and positive way to look on things that come in life. You know, going back to that podcast where they speak about the highs and then happiness, I can relate to that so much. You know, the amount of times, even with trading, I win a trade and I'm like, yeah, buzzing, made this, oh my God. And then the next day I'm like, right, need more. Or that wasn't enough. Right, let's set a new goal. And it's quite dangerous, man, because when's enough? Like, when is I'm happy, you know? Happiness should be like the little things. Your daughter smiles, like, for instance, my daughter smiles at me. That's happiness, man. You know, not money, not cars. They're just highs that give you dopamine that essentially any kind of drug would do. You know, and that's why people do certain types of drugs, because it gives them that feeling of a high. It's why people like adrenaline when they go on roller coasters, because it gives you that carefree moment where your mind is pumping dopamine and you're buzzing. So people chase the high, and then you start to chase it more and more. And the problem is, the more and more you receive it, the harder and harder it is to get, because you're starting to push these highs to our next point. So let's say you make a grand. Okay, cool. I made 10 grand. I want 100 grand. I want a million. I want 10 million. I want 20. Before you know it, you're just chasing this stupid shiny object that realistically, how much do you actually need? Like, when you look at the average salary in England, for instance, I believe it's like 35,000 per annum. Per annum? Said that a bit wrong. You know, so if you're able to make that from the comfort of your home without going to a place of work, without having to work for somebody else, from doing that anywhere in the world, you're already winning. You don't need 70,000, 100,000. You don't need it, you want it. But what do you do when you get it? You know, I had the classic thing this year where my income went up, but my outgoing started to go up. And I was thinking, hang on a minute, what's going on? Like, you know, you start to spend money a little bit more freely because you think, oh, we've got it. But that's not good, because there's no reason why you should change your lifestyle. There isn't. Like, use your money wisely, right? Invest it in the right things. Obviously enjoy yourself by all means, but there's a point of enjoying yourself and being silly, you know? And it's just that classic of like, what are you actually chasing? What do you want? Are you looking for validation? Why? Be you, do you? No one cares. In the grand scheme of things, no one really gives a monkeys about what you have or don't have. If you're trying to impress someone, they don't really care. And if someone is only coming to you, say, for a relationship or a friendship because you have something like a nice car or a nice watch or the perfect body or whatever it is, then they're probably not going to actually give you the values and love and respect that you deserve and want, right? So I think that's something really important, is to ask why you're actually doing everything that you're doing and what it is you want to achieve and set out in this journey that you're on. You know, I'm always about trying to, you know, level up my mind, level up my education. You know, I didn't do that well at school. Couple GCSEs, nothing to brag about. Not going to lie though, no employer ever looked for my GCSEs and asked me what I got. They all told me I needed experience. Well, how do I get experience if I can't get a job to get the experience? You know, school doesn't teach you. You need experience in this. It just says get good grades, you're chilling. Don't get me wrong, the good grades are great. If you want to go into things such as university, sixth form, college, you may need those grades, of course. But, you know, again, what are you actually working towards? You know, do you want to, if you're studying something at college or university, is it something you want to do, or is it something you're being told to do? If you're trading, is it something you actually want to do? Do you want to trade, or are you just trading because, you know, you think there's money there? Like, do you actually enjoy trading? Because let's face it, no amount of money is worth, in my opinion, doing something to be unhappy or doing something you don't like. If you find trading a chore, if you hate it, but you're doing it because you know you can make 50k a week. Like, maybe you need to reconsider a few things, because you won't have longevity if you don't enjoy what you're doing. And that's important. You know, if you enjoy your job, you're already on the way to winning, because you've achieved something that not many people do. Most people are unhappy, but most people won't do anything because they think they're comfortable and there's nothing out there that's better. You know, sometimes you need to take a leap of faith. Sometimes you need to just go for it. Take the risk, lose a chance. My favourite quote. I'm actually booked in for a tattoo to finish my tattoos. I'm actually getting that on my chest at the top, because it's something I relate to massively in all aspects of life, not just trading, but anything. You know, there's always a risk in whatever you do. You know, you could walk out your front door and someone could assassinate you with a 50 cal sniper rifle. It could happen. Probably not gonna, but it could. Take the risk or lose the chance of walking out your door. Like, there's so many things that can happen in life, and sometimes, you know, taking the biggest risks and putting yourself out of your comfort zone is where the best work's done. You know, everyone says like pressure makes diamonds. It's true. Sometimes if you're comfortable, you don't step out of that comfort zone to become better in anything. You just stay very stagnant and become moldy, and you don't actually get anywhere. And then you look back and live with regret. And that's the biggest thing that I refuse to do, is ever look back and go, yo, I regret this. Like, it's too late then. I'd rather fail than regret. Because I can fix a failure. I can learn from failure. I can't fix regret. You will always just stew on it and it will eat you up. So, you know, like, just focus on you. I think that one of the prime points in this podcast is like, focus on you, do what makes you happy, do what makes you feel good, do what you want to do, and don't let outside influences take control. Don't let outside influences make you do anything you don't want to do. If you're unhappy in your job, fix it. If you're unhappy in a relationship, fix it. Don't let things bottle up. Talk to people, you know, reach out, be honest, be open. I think nowadays people are slowly starting to open up more and become a bit more real, and I think the world needs more of it. And I think, you know, especially this time of year, just make sure you're actually enjoying it, man. Make some memories. Like, go and see your family, go and drink or eat until you can't eat anymore, and play some games, have laughs, take pictures, make memories, like really truly remember those things, you know, because like, we take so much for granted, and we always wait for something bad to happen in our lives before we do anything new, before we have that kick up the bum. And you shouldn't have to have like a near-death experience or lose a family member or lose a friend to be like, whoa, life's too short, I need to do something. You should be doing it day one, because life's a gift. And you know, like this year, man, honestly, the most incredible year I've ever had. I've met some incredible people, I've done some incredible things, I've achieved some incredible goals. But again, like, you have to ensure that you're happy. Because I, you know, like I've said to you before, I started to get into a realm of need more, want more, got to do more. I've achieved this, but I can't stop because I'll get complacent. And don't get me wrong, there's definitely facts about that. You know, if you just think you've completed it, then yeah, of course, you probably won't do any more. And you probably won't push yourself to strive for better. And you'll get comfort. And like I said, you'll get mouldy. But at the same time, you know, it's okay to have a day off here and there. It's okay to not feel like picking up that book today or going to the gym today. It's okay to sometimes sit in front of the telly and just chill out. Like, because truly, those are the things that make you happy. Don't live life unhappy and then continue to live unhappy and you never find happiness. Like, honestly, this year, the little things, like the biggest turning point for me, I think, with a lot of it, was when my daughter was off school, like a school holidays, whatever. And you know, she asked me to play with her. She said, can we play LOL Dolls, Daddy? And I was like, no, Daddy, sorry, Daddy's working. You know, and the little look in her face, bless her, she was like, oh, okay then. And I was like, hang on a minute, I did this for you. I used to moan about not being able to play with her and I had to go to work and I had to be with someone else at work and not with her, and I missed a lot of the time with her. And I'm thinking, what do you want about you working, bro? Like, you work for yourself, you do your thing, you got freedom. You miss a couple trades, or you miss out on a few emails, or you miss out on support this, or what? Who cares? Like, go and play. And I literally turned my laptop off. We went and played our Eldos for like an hour. We were giggling, we were laughing. You know, we were pretending to do each other's makeup. It was incredible. And I just sat there and was like, wow. Like, this is happiness. This is what it means to be happy. Seeing her little face giggling, not a care in the world, no stress about, oh, have we got enough money, or can we eat, or can we drink tonight, have I got water? Just pure happiness in the moment, playing with her father, and, you know, having a laugh, having giggles. It was unreal. Like, you know, that for me was a real turning point this year, because it made me realise what's important to me, and it made me realise that spending time with my daughter and actually playing games and, you know, watching a movie or whatever. Like, the other day she came upstairs to me and said, Daddy, can we watch a Christmas film? Can you come and chill with me? I'm straight there. Like, I'm there. And that's how I think it should be, in my opinion. I know you should work hard, and I understand business can come first, but nothing is more important, in my opinion, than family. And, you know, to have the opportunity to be able to do those things, that makes me happy. And I think I can safely say, like, I am happy. And it's not because of money, it's not because of my bank account, it's not because of the car I drive or the shoes that I wear. It's because I'm healthy, I'm alive, my family's healthy and alive, we have everything we need. And I just want to continue to create memories, and I want to continue to grow and develop as a person and be the best version I can be, and hopefully, you know, reflect that to the kids, so that when they grow up, they have those role models of, you know, mummy and daddy did this and mummy and daddy that, and I want to be like mummy and daddy. You know, that's kind of the whole reason behind everything. So yeah, I think, you know, going on a mad tangent here of 17 minutes of pure waffle with no real direction, I guess. I just want to say, like, make sure you are doing what you're doing for you and you are happy, because if you're not, you need to fix it. Identify it. It's okay to be unhappy, but figure out why you're unhappy and focus on the gratitude more. Like, the gratitude journal for me was probably one of the biggest things this year. Just every day writing down three things I'm grateful for. It doesn't have to be new things every day. It can be the same thing over and over again, but just remind yourself of what you've got, because it's that classic of, let's say you get the flu. You're like, oh man, wish I was back to how I felt before I had the flu. My body was felt so much better. I didn't have these blocked sinuses. I didn't have a headache. I didn't have this cough. I wasn't hot. I didn't have this sore throat. Oh, I felt so good before. And then what happens is your body fights it off. Your immune system kicks its ass. You get better and you go, eh, I'm better, sweet, crack on. And you don't think about the amazing thing that's just happened and how you're feeling better. You just take it for granted until something happens again. And then you're like, oh, I wish I'd... We need to make sure we're very present in the moment, because I think it's so important. And stop worrying about what's to come, what ifs, buts. Nah, man. Like, what ifs are always going to be there. Buts are always going to be there. But you need to live today. Not worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about the day after. Focus on today. Be present. Enjoy yourself. Like, there's so much downness around the world at the moment, and people getting so agitated and angry over the slightest thing. And, you know, I know it's been a mad couple of years, but you have it in you to turn that around and change your environment. If you're around people that are just miserable all the time, bin them off, stick them in the bin. Like, no one wants to hear it. If you've got loads of Karens or Susans on your case, sorry if any of you are called Karen, Susan, listen to this. You know, and they're just being all neggy. Bye, man. Like, move on. There's so much more to it. You don't need 25,000 friends to be happy. You need a couple friends, a partner, and your family, and you're chilling. So yeah, you know, that's me. I'm going to sign off, because I just keep repeating myself and you lot will be like, boring. But yeah, I hope you all have an incredible Christmas. I don't know if I'll have a podcast out before the new year. I probably will have a YouTube video. But yeah, have an incredible new year as well. And just make sure you spend some time over these next few days enjoying yourself, reflecting, look back on how far you've come. Because even though you might not be where you want to be, you're on that path and that journey to becoming and getting to that point and becoming the person you want to be. So just remember that. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's all the consistency you put in day in, day out that leads you to that point where one day you wake up and people think you're an overnight success, but you've spent the last 4 or 5 years grafting your little nuts off or your booty off. So yeah, enjoy, peace and love, homies.